A roll call has been done and everyone is present and accounted for. Public comments. Are there any public comments today? Mr. Hunt.
Well, my fourth meeting was pretty much the same comment, but I think it would be nice to host the GM position because I think all the board members can probably agree that our last almost 10 years of GMs has been pretty dismal, and the common thread is that they don't have any field experience. So I hope that the board will first of all post a position and then second of all hire somebody that has field experience. I think if the GM has higher certifications than the field workers, it won't tend to undermine their authority as much as if a field worker thinks they know more than the GM does. So, and it'd be nice to have a GM that works out in the field, getting their hands dirty and knows what they're doing. Like our other two districts both have now and have in the past. Second of all, I think you can all agree that we need to hire more field workers right now, correct? If you look at pretty much the organizational theory that it's not a good idea to have an interim GM do a lot of hiring and firing, that permanent GM is going to have to deal with when they come in. I think you can pretty much say that Kurt has done a great job in PR. Fire department's happy. Other districts are happy, but I think the time's over for the PR thing. I think even if we put that fire out, I think it's time to get a GM now and not the personal hurt, but we don't need the interim GM anymore. This contract's up, let it expire, and let's get on with hiring a permanent GM.
Dave, just so you understand, we have flown positions for the field, and we have done interviews for positions in the field. So we are aware of that. That is something that we have been working on.
I just don't think it's a good idea.
And I haven't seen your name in the applicant file yet, so I was just wondering.
I'm waiting for the GM post.
Okay, all right.
Just kidding.
Don't hold me to that.
I don't have any certifications, so no. But what I'm saying is I've seen it flown, but I don't think they should be hired unless the new GM hires them. It's just, I've taught organizational theory at Mount San Jacinto College and Palomar College, and it's not a good idea to have an interim manager do hiring and firing.
Thank you very much for your comments.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? No? No? Good. All right, we'll move on to our first item. It's a discussion item, the wastewater treatment plant project status. The board of directors will discuss the status of the wastewater treatment plant. We did ask the directors to submit their questions in writing. Some of them did. I summed mine up with just, I wanted a new timeline from the original one that we were given. And so we did get that. I don't know if this is available to the public or not. It should be at this point since it's been passed out to the board. So if anyone would like a copy of this handout that the board has received, it is an update of a memorandum of the progress or the project progress update. So I like pictures, so I am responsible for getting the picture on the very back. Even though it's a graph, it looks like a picture, so I like that.
A Gantt chart.
A what chart?
A Gantt chart.
Gantt chart. I asked for the Gantt chart. Look at me. Next time I'll ask for it with bigger print, but this time it's satisfactory. With that being said, I'll turn the time over to the general manager to walk us through this, and perhaps we'll have Nathan come online here pretty soon, and perhaps Nathan will be with us soon also, and we can talk to him. So.
We're having good Nathan on here. Well, talk to Nathan. He sent this memorandum today.
Can I ask you, is this your memorandum or Nathan's memorandum?
This is Nathan's memorandum.
Nathan's memorandum, thank you.
And if you look on, for example, page 3, number 3, where it says there's question and then NT, that's Nathan's comments. And further back, it says BC, that's Belinda's comments. She's working on the grant. So I'd like to talk real slow and see if Nathan shows up because he has all the information in detail. No Wicco? Zoom's not working? Okay. Let me grab my phone. Nathan on the phone. It's right on the TV.
You have your computer?
I have my
laptop. So, we can go through it. Basically,
we don't have answers for almost anything. Basically.
And that completes my report.
Yeah.
If I could proceed.
Go ahead.
Without being interrupted, I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, the next steps for the SUSB engineering for the project work are listed 1 through 5. It's the 30-day public review period for the CEQA report. The consultation with the tribe, there's only one that responded, is completed. That was confirmed yesterday. The contractor that's doing the CEQA and the tribal counseling is putting that all together, and they expect to have something for us in June after the 30-day comment period. The geotechnical engineering report is complete. Hosni, while I'm talking, would you attempt to contact Nathan as well, please? The civil preliminary engineering design report is being written at SUSB Engineering. Work on the project is in earnest, and a draft submittal will be submitted to the district in late June. As we get further in, the 28th of June is the date. The 30% drawings are being drafted while the preliminary engineering report is being written, and that will be coordinated with the June 28th date. Electrical engineering is coordinating with SUSB engineering to get the CAD images and project data needed to support their design. And if you look at the next page on the chart, you can see where Nathan and his team is as far as percent complete. The engineering is committed to completing the project work for IWD. That was one of the questions. The cost invoiced to IWD to date comprised approximately 95% of the fees associated with this project. There are no additional fees expected to complete the project other than the task orders 3, 4, and 5. And the engineering team is approximately 80% complete, and the subcontractors are underway to or have completed their respective work. The State Clean Water Revolving Fund application, the grant, has been started and is nearing completion. So as to the questions, design and construction, do we have a date certain for completing all of the contracted assignments? Nathan has stated in his memo that the draft will be presented no later than June 28th to the board for review. He's added an additional month to allow time for IWD to review and SUSP to respond to comments. I told him today that IWD would respond within 1 week. So the estimated cost for the total engineering studies, completing all the necessary plans and permits was a question. The cost estimates for permits and design is not yet completed. These costs would be developed to some extent during the completion of the preliminary engineering report. Costs for additional design services and permitting will be developed further under a proposal if requested by IWD. That was for additional design services. Who will apply for the necessary permits? Permits may be applied for by IWD or a consultant hired by IWD for that task. Do you need permits from the county, the state, and the feds? Permits for building will be needed from the county. Updating the operating permits for the plant may be needed from the state. CEQA documentation will be completed when the state accepts the filing in a few months, in July. Additional permits, they should approve it in July. Additional permits, the AQCD and the SWRCD for construction discharges may be required and will be the contractor's responsibility. Current estimated cost for construction. It states that the cost for construction has not been updated since 2021. It will be updated as part of the engineering report currently being completed. The construction cycle will be approximately 2 years. The other expenses that we have not accounted for. Native American monitoring process, which was recently identified by the Kuria tribe during ground disturbance, will add somewhat to the costs, and I don't know what those costs might be, but they will be minimal compared to the cost of the project. And the status of our CEQA study is being updated to incorporate the outcome of the dialogue with Kuria tribe to incorporate the request to monitor earth moving activities. Subsequently, it will be presented to the public for a 30-day review period. After that, comments from the public will be addressed and documented prior to presentation to the IWD board. Submission to the state is expected upon board certification, and that should be in the June to July time period. What progress has been made by a representative to complete our funding application? That's the grant. Belinda has written that she is gathering documents and waiting on wastewater permits and other documents from IWD. 2 weeks ago, Hosni and I met with Belinda for about an hour and a half and answered all of the questions that she needed for some of the forms. She has since sent additional requests for any permits or regulatory requirements for the wastewater treatment plant that are in existence. And Fritz was able to fulfill that request yesterday from his records. The CEQA needs to be filed at the state clearinghouse. The question is, what remains to be done? What additional experiences are anticipated, including consultation and dealing with appropriate state and or federal agencies? The CEQA needs to be filed at the state clearinghouse. Ongoing is collection of documents for the technical package, and when completed, the engineering report will be added. Coordination with Hosni and Kurt is continuing. The deed for the newly acquired land for the project will also be required for the application. Let me pause for a minute and inform the board that yesterday, we received the application back from the county for the third time, with additional corrections needed in the plan. Hosni has contacted the engineering firm surveyor that did the design or the boundary modifications, and they will be working on that this coming week, correct, Osmond?
Yes, Brian Fox. Brian Fox, is he doing the correction? And they're going to send it again, upload it for the county Riverside Assessor Office.
Okay. And so then once they get it, hopefully we're on the top.
And we send a check every time we do a correction, we pay $1,020 every time.
Have any of the funding opportunities changed because of recent state or federal legislation? No changes that affect this project are noted by the grant writer. Current approach is to try and obtain grant funds from the State Clean Water Revolving Fund. Another application could be done through Rural Utility Services, or USDA, but they typically require matching funds for grants. Additional loans may be obtained from USDA via loan, if needed, to make up for shortfall in state awarded funds. Not really very much new information there. What is the best estimated amount that can be borrowed at a reduced interest rate for our project? The answer for that, the state determines the funding and the requirements, so no future estimates of rates or amounts are typically available. What is the likelihood of obtaining such a grant for our project? Grant amounts are determined by the state via non-disclosed award metrics that are subject to change without notice. And the question is, I understand that our consultant is looking for an additional contract for services to be provided. What will be covered under such a proposal? The answer is that no additional contract is currently being sought. If IWD wishes to pursue an application concurrent with the state application, an additional contract amendment for services would be needed. And I specifically talked with Belinda about that. And apparently in the contract that we have, they were supposed to create one grant, if I understand it. Assuming that we are reasonably successful, how much of our own funds will need to be spent? And the Belinda's answer is, this is completely dependent on the outcome of the grant application. So that's basically a response that Nathan put together for this meeting, and I'm sure he would have done a much better job of explaining it since he wrote it.
It's not online.
It's not online, right?
No. Cynthia.
So is that him?
No, no, it's Cynthia. Yeah, she's the BBK. She's for closed session.
Ah, okay. So without Nathan here, it's basically what I have to report.
Excellent. I would ask for questions from the board, but as Nathan is not here, that seems kind of ridiculous. But just out of curiosity, Mr. Olson, any questions?
Yeah, that seemed just seemed to be a lot of non-answers in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mr. Kunkel?
So, Kurt, when you talked to Nathan, did you discuss with him kind of what he thought, off the top of his head, kind of what the increase in cost for the plant would be?
When I talked with Nathan over the past couple of months, I had heard the number of about $6 million. I think that came in discussions with the board, but I'm not sure of that. Nathan told me that it was going to be more than that because of inflation, and I think that passes on to the board. In the last 2 years, the cost of construction has gone up 50%, and the cost of electronics has gone up 100%. So assuming that there's a lot of electronics and a lot of construction, Nathan has not given me an estimate and has stated that he will work those up and will be part of the preliminary engineering report.
Also, for his services for the stage one or whatever, what, I guess, there was only additional fees that are going to accrue for the tribal thing you're saying, and then task order IWD-05.
And 3 and 4.
So what were the costs for those, Ted?
That would be the non-answers that I was talking about.
What are done that? Well, in fact, he doesn't know. Basically, that would require some monitoring during the course of construction, and well, so we have no idea. He doesn't have any idea.
So, well, this one was to cover the geological subcontractor, so how much more was that?
That's supposed to be covered.
Okay, well, I think because of the time delay, I think it was more.
Yeah. I respond to your question. Get Hosni in there. Let's see if he knows about the additional requests and whether or not they have been paid. Hosni.
Mr. Schumann.
Yes, sir.
We have a question for you.
Sure.
Mr. Kunkel.
Additional costs that have occurred with the stage one.
Yeah.
And that we paid, do you know what that amount is?
$29,000. And we have paid.
Yes,
we paid in full for a long time.
So that was for the geological?
Yes.
No, it was for meetings and geological.
Yes. It's $25,000 and $4,000 extra.
$4,000 for one?
For the attendings and.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's all I wanted.
And the tribal monitoring is not going to be much.
No.
And in early June, the cultural resource manager and one of the tribal monitors is going to come up here, and we're going to walk them through the project, as well as the Strawberry Creek diversion project, because they've asked for consultation on that as well. I am expecting that when the tribal monitor sees the wastewater treatment plant project, that their tribal monitoring during ground disturbance is going to be rather minimal.
Okay, Mr. Kunkel, anything else?
No.
Okay, Mr. Davis?
Question and comment. So we're going to have the 30% draft by 6/28.
The draft, 30% plan by June 28th is what I've been told.
And we're going to have the rest of the 70% done by 9/6?
No. The 70% is not contracted for yet. There's no contract for the remaining 70%.
Okay.
When we get to 30% and the CEQA is done, et cetera, and the grant, we can put in a grant for funding for the 70% and the construction of the site, the wastewater treatment plant.
Okay, so what's the timeline then for the rest of the 70% then?
There isn't any.
We won't know that until we have bids and we hire a contractor that can give us that estimated time. And then it'll be 2 years after that, plus or minus.
Anything else, Mr. Davis?
Thank you.
Mr. Zabai.
So, not your fault, but most of these answers are not answers. It's obvious that he can't give us an exact figure of how much it's going to cost, or what percentage, etc. But him being an expert, and the person under him being an expert in making application, we want to have some kind of estimate, some ideal about what is it likely we can borrow or get, so we can make some plans for the future. The plans for the future is not, oh, I don't know yet, I'll tell you later. The whole ideal is that we as an organization, we need to make future plans. It looks like that we finally have a date for him to complete on June 28th, although there are weasel words in here to suggest that's not going to be the date either. While there was some delay because of COVID and other situations, this is the third time we have a date. The last first date was in December, then we had it in March, now we have it June. I don't know what we can do, what our management can do to monitor this as it's going along. So it's not June 28th, we're going to get another note that it's going to be September or October, etc. So that's one thing.
May I interview?
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for the board.
Yeah.
I believe that everybody has a supervisor, and with the board's knowledge and permission or whatever, I would like to contact Nate's supervisor.
What is Nathan's position in this organization? I have no idea. Does anybody know?
He's assigned project manager. We have an engineer for each project manager.
This is the project manager. And above him, there is a super project manager,
yes,
et cetera. I mean, part of it, I don't want to go into details, but part of the things he's told me personally, that as far as the electrical stuff, which still remains at 30%, that's supposed to be done. I'm talking about 30% of the 30% he's supposed to do was almost done. So all those tasks seem to remain. As far as the application for grants are concerned, it's outrageous that you guys had a meeting with him 2 or 3 weeks ago to get that data to start with. That data should have been there. It's not our fault. I'm just saying, they're not coming to us. Because based on the data, you can make certain applications and cannot make certain applications. There is, in that data, the kind of economies here, whether we are a community that can qualify for certain loans as opposed to other loans, etc. So we don't have any answers. I don't want to delay this. But I think maybe we should, as we suggested, form a committee and have a meeting with Nathan, have a meeting with Supervisor Nathan, to get some better ideas how we plan for the future. That's it.
Thank you. I don't like to speak for everyone, but I feel like I can on a couple things. It's very, very frustrating as a board that we've made this our top priority for a long time now, meaning at least 3 years. And the progress is minimal in many ways. And some of the things that even appear to be the first thing on the list, which is land acquisition, still hasn't been accomplished. It's very frustrating when we put in an application and it gets sent back with all kinds of red marks on it because it wasn't done properly or correctly. And then it gets sent in again and we pay another fee of over $1,000. And then it gets sent back with red marks on it again. It just seems like that's inconsistent with a detailed, thorough professional. And I don't like to be critical, but it's frustrating. It's frustrating as a board when the costs are now double what we originally were told because it's taken so long to get to this point where it feels like we still are just trying to get started. And I know that doesn't help. It doesn't help just to complain and be critical. But I think that I just have to express my frustration because we would have liked to have gotten to a point where we could apply for grants, get to a point where we could at least do preliminary steps to get this going. So I'm just very frustrated with the progress of this project. With that, I'll entertain any public comments. Any public comments or questions? No? Okay. Thank you very much.
Can you form a committee?
Yes, we can form a committee. Mr. Sabati, would you like to be on that committee?
Yes, sir.
You are on that committee. Would anyone else like to join Mr. Sabati? Mr. Kunkel, you are on that committee. The committee is now closed. We can only put two people on the committee. Mr. Kunkel and Mr. Zavadi, we have some questions that we've all agreed upon and had input on. If you could make sure that those are followed up upon, that would be great. We will ask you for a report at every regular board meeting going forward. And if you have nothing to report, we will be disappointed. But if you have something to report, we will be very excited. And
you know, I always talk even though I have nothing.
That is true. That is true. I agree. All right, so if there's nothing else, we'll take a short break and go into closed session.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What happened to Nathan? He just was the wrong cell phone number or what?
He didn't join the meeting. The meeting was up, the meeting was running, and he didn't join the meeting. I was able to get in and join the meeting, so it's not impossible. I didn't see you join the meeting. Although you were here, so that's good. Although
I didn't have any technology.
Yeah. Which, theoretically, we're not supposed to use technology from up here. Because we could be doing something nefarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope he's pretty much. Okay. There you go. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Before you come to you, that's okay.
Sorry.
I still think I should
do that. No, it's fine. Sorry.
That's no problem.
Yeah.
Did you bring back the trailer?
I brought it. The first session. For Director Davis.
Okay.
Because we did not have his address. I asked Ryan to have an evaluation. Let's wait. Yeah. Oh, you're going to. Okay.
Yes. Well, that was a good way to start off the meeting.
Well, was he supposed to be here?
I'm sure he is.
So did you have a report like from Jeff?
I have contacted Mr. Pitt.
Thank you.
About holding a message twice in the last 5 days. I have not heard
you did.
Peter, I don't recall if Nathan has ever made a personal appearance.
You did.
And when was
well, it? Personal or no?
Yeah. It's always been Zoom.
Always been Zoom. Always been Zoom. You can correct. Has Nathan ever been here in person?
Huh?
Nathan ever been here?
Yeah, once.
He was at the very beginning?
Yes.
Then twice, because I met with him at the board's work.
No, I mean for us.
Oh,
for
board
the board?
Meeting?
Once.
Otherwise, it's been on the. And I think the consultant, as far as the money is concerned, was also here in person that night. First time. Another lady? For a grant application.
Yeah, this is a lady for.
Right.
School.
Okay, a housekeeping matter. So Cynthia, who you guys know, is on Zoom. Cynthia, I think what she just texted me, it's a little bit hard for her to hear. IT-wise, okay, yeah. Can we put her in the middle? Thank you. So for you all to hear her, and then...
So our big TV isn't working?
I guess so, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And we've had the people come here to fix this stuff?
No, they haven't come to fix this.
No, they came to fix the Zoom in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Within the last 6 months.
You can't talk.